Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for podcasters by podcasters. Podcasting Smarter is the official podcast from Podbean, featuring podcasting interviews, best practices, and helpful tips. We're here to give you the tools, resources, product updates, and news to help you get started podcasting and keep your podcast growing.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello and welcome. We are so excited that you're here today. My name is Norma Jean Belenke. I'm the head of events here at Podbean. And today we're joined by Bethany Hawkins. We're talking all about podcast growth, growing your podcast. And Bethany Hawkins is an amazing podcast service business owner. She has a company called Crackers and Soup, which is really incredible. They produce a lot of different podcasts. And as a Black woman, she's a Black-owned business. And there's a lot of really great wisdom that Bethany's going to share today. I'm so excited that she's here with us. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Norma. Thank you so much for the warmest welcome. And the audience doesn't know, but we have been kikiing for the last 40 minutes before we even hit record. We are ready with the energy.
So we are so excited that you're joining us here today because we're here to talk all about podcast growth. And that's going to mean something different for every podcast, right? For every podcaster, for every audience, what we bring to the table, our experience, whether that's work, life experience, podcasting experience, all of that stuff. I'd love for you to first share a little bit about your journey of building Crackers and Soup and how building your own podcast service business production studio, what that's been like, and how you started as a podcaster.
I was in the corporate world for almost 20 years. I am older than I look. So when I decided to leave that type of work and begin my own business, I knew that I wanted to create a business that was impactful and powerful. And I had been introduced to podcasts. I had started listening to them. And I resonated so much with so many of the stories that I was hearing from women that looked like me, from women that sounded like me, from women who were having the same experiences as me. So I knew in my business, I wanted somebody else who was sitting in that cubicle getting ready to cry every day because they knew that this was not where they were supposed to be in life anymore. That same feeling of togetherness, that same feeling of friendship, that same feeling that somebody out there knows what they are going through. So just hang on a little bit, keep listening, because there are going to be ideas and sparks. There's going to be ideas that spark the next transition that they are going to be prepared for. And I've done that. I have vetted our clientele. So our clients run the gamut of people who are doing solo podcasts, sharing their wisdom and their genius, interview style podcasts, to all the way to narrative style podcasts, where there it's heavy sound design and people are just telling their stories. But all of them have the same piece of connection that they are speaking to their audience. They're speaking to people who are loyal to them. They're engaging them with the content that they're sharing. And I have just been so blessed to see them not only skyrocket in their podcast, but skyrocket in their business as well, because they very much set an intention on why they are creating this podcast and move into that intention with what they do every episode that they drop.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of your clients have podcasts for their businesses, right? And so can you talk a little bit about specifically getting clear on what you want to focus on and what you can get out of your podcast, especially if you're using podcasting maybe to promote your business or services?
You really have to know and understand what you're doing in your business. So if you know that for second quarter, you're going to be having a slew of courses or masterminds or even surveys, you're going to want to be creating content that very much is in collaboration with what you're going to be sharing in your business. So you are getting your audience excited about that particular topic before you even drop it, before you even launch it. And you can keep your audience engagement by offering them a survey to fill out. So if we were talking about particular niche of what's your niche? Let's just throw that.
Right.
What's your niche?
Yeah,
a whole business helps you find niche.
Let's talk about a niche. I love talking about a niche. Let's talk about maybe somebody who is a personal finance expert. and coach.
Perfect.
Maybe, yeah. I love personal finance. So people may be focusing on retirement or savings or how you can maximize that. Let's talk about that. That's a good example.
Personal finance. You have a masterclass that is going to focus and concentrate on what happens if you filed your taxes late. So what you're going to want to do is build a bunch of these episodes where you're talking about what it means to file your taxes on time. And then for the last few episodes before you announce your masterclass, what happens if you file your taxes late? You're going to give a basic parameter and understanding of what that's going to look like, even what that feels like. Are you going to be stressed? Are you going to be overwhelmed? And then you're going to do a survey. How many people have filed their taxes late in their entire lifetime? What did that feel like to them internally? How did that feel in their family? Did it impact their significant other, if they had a significant other? And then all of that information you're going to talk about in the next episode, because you have all of this beautiful data. And you can also incorporate it in the masterclass that you're going to be presenting. So you have already given the audience what they want without them even knowing that's what you were doing, just by asking them and taking that information and applying it to your masterclass.
Yeah, absolutely. And for every podcast, there's a different audience that you want to reach, right? And so I think what you said is really, and I love this example, because for whatever you're using your podcast for, and a lot of your clients are utilizing podcasting for their business, right? They have a product to sell. They have a service that people can sign up for. They have a course, something like that. And so it's something where once you're focused on that, you can focus on, okay, here's the content that I'm going to give people. And here's the problem that my services or product is going to solve. Let me explain that. Let me focus in on that. So I think that's a really great aspect as well. And you really get to build that journey, right? And it's not something where it's a hard push. We talk about this all the time in podcasting. It's not something where, you know, you're going to be hard selling anybody anything. It's relational. It's conversational, right? I think that's the whole point of podcasting as well. And I also want to talk about that launch phase, and when people are in that initial information gathering and planning phase of their podcast. So what are some of the challenges that you've encountered in helping your clients grow their podcasts? And what have you done to tackle them and to set up systems in place? Because I know you're also like a queen of systems, which I want to talk about a bit later. I love that so much. But what are some of the things you put in place to get over those initial challenges and to set podcasters up for success in terms of that sustainable long-term growth?
One of the very first things that we do, and I think that this differentiates us from other podcast production companies, is before we talk about what success means to you, how to grow, where to grow, what things you need to implement in order to grow, I want to know about you. I want to know about Norma Jean. What is your daily, everyday life processes? Are you somebody who gets up in the morning and you're rearing to go? Or are you somebody who has to drink 20 cups of coffee and then by 2 p.m. you hit your stride? I want to know if you live halfway across the world from me. Because when we have meetings, are you going to be up at 6:30 a.m. and I'm up at 6 p.m. having this discussion and you're going to be tired and not hearing? I really implement my clients to dig deep and know who they are. Because if they don't know who they are, they can't set themselves up for success. If they don't know who they are, they can't share that with their audience. If they don't know who they are, they don't know how they're going to articulate what they're trying to sell. And when you are, you're more likely to show up. It's when you're putting on a performance, that's when I feel like people pod fade. It gets exhausting trying to be somebody else and show up in a way that just isn't natural to you. So I always go to, let's tap into who you are. Let's tap into your habits and let's work with your habits to make you successful. And then we can worry about all of the other things later.
I love that. I think we talk about this all the time at PodMean in terms of your personal bandwidth, but it's also working with who you are as a person. And that's a really great and important thing that you just said, right? If you're putting on a performance, it's going to get old. It's going to get old for you. It's possibly going to get old for the audience. And that's something that's important to remember, because podcasting isn't a one and done thing. It's a continual process. It's a continual relationship with your audience. Every week you're showing up, every day you're showing up, right? To record your podcast, to edit your podcast, to create social media posts for your podcast. And so you want to be excited about it and you want to be driven to share the content because you're in love with it, right? Because you're excited to do it. So I think that's a really important aspect. And knowing what your habits are and what you want to get out of your podcast is so important so you can build your production schedule, your marketing schedule into that. So I think that that's a really important aspect as well.
And it's a little bit of a slippery slope if you are appearing disingenuine, because what's going to happen is not only is your audience going to expect you to continue to show up as you have been, but you're going to get opportunities to be interviewed on Podbean. You're going to get opportunities to stand in front of a stage and share your genius. And if you have this character that you started off with, there then is the expectation that character is going to continue on and on. And when you let that character drop and you show up as you are, your audience then doesn't know who was the real you. There's a disconnect. There is a distrust. And when you lose the trust of your audience as well as your peers, it is truly hard to gain that momentum back. So just show up whether you love who you are or not. Just show up as who you are. And just if you're having complications finding your rhythm in who you are, I suggest therapy is a beautiful thing. Talk to your friends. Do a poll. Be like, what is so great about me? Doing meditation, really investing in yourself before you invest in this medium. Because if you don't know who you are, it's going to be that much harder to gain traction. And this medium can eat you alive. Just like any type of form of art, it can be beautiful. And sometimes it could be very overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's something where also audience trust is something that we talk about a lot here at Podbean. And it's about consistency, right? And so if it's something where maybe you're too ambitious on the front end, and this happens a lot, podcasters say, I'm going to put out a podcast every day, or I'm so excited, and you really front load your expectation, it's something where you don't want to break that promise in a way. And so it's important to just be really clear about what you can commit to, what you're excited about, what you want to say, and who you want to say it to. So I think that's also a really important thing that you just said as well. And in terms of creating content and content strategy, how do you advise your clients to keep their audience consistently engaged? I think you had a really great kind of starting example with that tax, with the tax example you just gave in terms of personal finance. But in terms of keeping that audience excited about new episodes every week, in terms of creating content that resonates with your audience but also stays fresh, what are some things that you talk to about clients? Because with Crackers and Soup, you guys work with so many different podcasts, right? So it runs the gamut of audiences and different podcasters and niches within podcasting as well.
So I think if you're excited, your audience is going to be excited. When you show up excited, the audience is going to hear your excitement and they're just going to ride that excited wave with you. I think also incorporating what is happening in today's environment, no matter what that is, that you are passionate about, into your podcast episodes are important. And this kind of goes back to who you are, because if you are somebody who knows that they have to batch record, you're not going to be able to incorporate, you know, Taylor Swift going potentially to the Super Bowl. You're not going to be able to incorporate that conversation in, because when you do drop your episode, it's not going to make sense at the time. So if you are somebody who can record things closer to when the publishing date is going to be, I really highly suggest incorporating things that have been in the news, that have been spoken about. And you can do a couple of things with this. You can use it as a marketing perspective of sharing it on your social media. Taylor Swift is all over the news talking about the Super Bowl and Travis Kelce. Listen to how I weave that into my conversation in my episode that drops next week. You can also put it in your show notes because right now, SEO keywords, Taylor Swift is trending. So if you have her name and Travis Kelce and Kansas, no matter if you watch football or not, if you put these things in your show notes, that's keyword utilization. That's SEO. So that is gaining traction for your episode and you're more likely to be heard by people who haven't potentially heard you before. And they're going to like you because you're showing up, you have energy, you're loving what you're doing, you're loving what you're sharing, and then they're going to stick with you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Smarter. If you have any podcasting questions or want to get in touch, send us an email at podcastingsmarter@podbean.com. Thanks so much and happy podcasting.